This week, Inside Appalachia is looking at some of the ways that artists are changing stereotypes about Appalachia. People on the outside looking in often misunderstand Appalachia's cultural ways and traditions. This may come as a surprise, but those same attitudes are often leveled at people from the Middle East. Eric Douglas brings us the story of a podcast that wants to connect the people of Appalachia and those in the Arabic world.
Clara Hazlett grew up on a small homestead farm in Bethany, West Virginia, in the Northern Panhandle. She is one of seven children. She was homeschooled, and her parents gave her opportunities to explore culture and languages. She spent part of her early life after high school studying Spanish while traveling in Latin America.
I grew up being encouraged to learn and experience the world through an inquisitive lens. And I really was inspired to continue language learning, and especially was attracted to the Arab world.
Like many people, the attacks on September 11, 2001 informed Clara's attitude toward the Arab world. She addresses that in the podcast.
When men in turbans showed up on my TV screen in the early 2000s, I was horrified.
Anybody know what that smoke is in Lower Manhattan?
Another one just hit the building.
Wow.
And I would shut my eyes, but I could still hear the AK-47s and the Allahu Akbars.
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
Despite that, when the opportunity came to study abroad in Morocco, Bahrain, and Jordan, she jumped at the chance. Those experiences opened her eyes to different cultures, but she saw similarities to the way she was raised as well. She decided to create a podcast to describe her own travels while giving a voice to the people she met along the way.
My name's Clara, and this is Sandstone. Sandstone is a storytelling podcast that seeks to understand the nuanced worlds of Arabia and Appalachia and the people that call these places home.
That's the introduction to the podcast. She decided to call it Sandstone because the rock type is common in both places. Sandstone is basic, but it can also be transformed into something greater than itself. Much like her own transformation, she says. For her, the podcast is about creating a greater understanding between the people she grew up with and the people she has come to call friends.
I just would like to encourage greater curiosity and empathy towards people that we might not normally empathize with, especially as we interact with refugee populations and watch the news and seeing an Arab or a Middle Eastern portrayed and being able to greater understand where they're coming from.
Clara explained that she hopes her friends in Appalachia and the Middle East will learn about each other by listening. She doesn't expect it to change the world, but she hopes it might open some listeners' minds.
It's geared primarily toward fellow West Virginians, but also people from the region who maybe don't know a lot about the Middle East and maybe don't really care too much about the Middle East. But through storytelling, I hope to inspire kind of a deeper understanding of that culture and world.
Clara says that while West Virginia is largely white and mostly Christian, it doesn't mean there aren't other cultures and perspectives here. We just have to pay attention.
As Appalachians and West Virginians, we're not interacting with diversity on a day-to-day basis. I think it's important to be experiencing other people and belief systems because it makes us reflective of our own belief systems and also allows us to empathize with people that we wouldn't normally empathize with.
For many people in Appalachia, the differences in culture revolve around differences in faith. The Middle East is primarily, but not exclusively, Muslim. Appalachia is primarily, but not exclusively, Christian. She interviewed a man from Alabama who is now an imam in a mosque in Morgantown, West Virginia. His name is Kip.
Right after 9/11, there was definitely this fear of Muslims as violent people. And the Muslims in America have done a lot to show that that's not the case. But what worries me is that hasn't made people like Muslims anymore. Maybe you think the Amish people are weird, maybe, right? But you let them do their thing. You don't tell them they have to drive cars or whatever, right? You let them stick to themselves and live their way of life the way they want to, as long as they don't, you know, bother anybody else.
She also talked to an evangelical Christian with experience in the Middle East. His name is Pastor Joseph Cumming.
There are texts in the Quran
that can be interpreted to support peace and love for your neighbor, to support war and violence. The same is true of the Bible. I'm a Christian. Of course I believe the Bible teaches peace, but I can find you abundant examples of evangelical Christian leaders quoting Jesus as saying, "I come not to bring peace, but a sword," in order to endorse war in the name of Jesus.
That's just one example of the misconceptions identified in the podcast. Clara will graduate from West Virginia University in December. She plans four more episodes in the Sandstone podcast, but has also applied for a grant to continue her studies in Jordan. If she receives that grant, she plans a second season of Sandstone as a live, immersive event during her travels. Sandstone is available through Apple Podcasts and wherever you find your podcast. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Eric Douglas.